современная музыка в современном мире.
Это Ирина Купец?
Нет. Сегодня у нас по программе лекция концерт. Восток и Запад. Культурная биология. С вашим вниманием свою программу представляет композитор, пианист Ричард Камерон Вольф. США.
First of all, I want to thank everyone here in Kashmir who helped to make the festival possible and who invited me to be a part of it. I'm very, very grateful to all of you.
Всего Ричард хочет поблагодарить всех, кто здесь собрался, а также, что его пригласили в Житомир на эту конференцию.
Now, I want also to thank my dear friend of more than 20 years, Сергей Жуков.
Большая благодарность Сергею Жукову, другу Ричарда, с которым они общаются уже 20 лет.
And of course, to all the people, my connection to all of you. This will be partly a lecture, but Olga will be my voice for the intellectual elements.
Это будет частично лекция, частично концерт, и
там будет частично лекция.
I was not to give a short autobiography. But this will not be the typical professional autobiography. Last night's concert was such a delight here. Wonderful folklore traditions. In America, there is very little pure American folklore music except for that of the Native Americans.
Вчера на концерте Ричарду было очень приятно слышать народную музыку.
That there is very little truly American folk music except for Chopin.
В Америке на самом деле маленькая часть на самом деле настоящей фольклорной народной музыки, за исключением индианской.
And every time someone says this is an American folk song, someone will say, oh no, this is exactly the same melody from Irish music or from Polish music. But I even mentioned folk music because my mother and father were folk musicians. My mother was a mandolinist and my father played harmonica. And they actually met at the county fair in the music tent while people were showing their cries, cows and sheep and goats, etc.
Они познакомились на городской ярмарке, где люди представляют своих животных.
Yes. And music and dancing. But after they married, they moved to the city of Cleveland, Ohio, and started working in the steel factories.
После того, как они поженились, они переехали в Огайо и
Металлургическом заводе.
Ну, то есть, как бы, занят...
Что-то связано с железом.
Ну, металлургический завод.
Металл.
Металлургический завод, да. Литейная промышленность.
Металлургический завод.
My first contact with music, because I was born in this city environment, my first contact with music was that in the house next to our house, there was a piano. And when I was a small child, I would walk to school with the three girls from that house. And when we came home from school, their mother would have milk and cookies. But my real interest was their piano. Not exactly music, but as a kind of sonic adventure. Anyway, every chance that I had, I would go into their house and play. After supper, just before I would go to sleep.
Как только у него появлялась возможность, он сразу бежал на дом и, ну, то есть перед сном, после ужина, в любое время пытался играть.
And the mother and father got very angry of that house, and they said, "You can't come here anymore." And I became sick. So, but my parents were angry because their parents were angry with my parents. And, oh, in the morning I would go to school, and where are the girls? So I had to walk to school alone even. So I was being punished. And one day I came home from school and my mother said, "Go down into the lower floor of the house and stay there." And down there was the piano from the other house.
Там пундук жарил.
Браво.
So, how many of you were here in the morning for Sergei Zhukov's lecture? My interest as a pianist is in the early modernism of the 20th century. And the truly new music of the early 20th century. It's music of like 1910,
1915,
early 20th century. And I realized that two of the composers in my repertoire, in fact, and I considered them to be American composers, two of them were born in Ukraine.
Two of them were born in Ukraine. родились в Украине.
And so I'm bringing them home to you today. These are composers who emigrated to the United States early in their creative life. And so I will ask Olga to introduce the first of the Ukrainian composers, Leo Ornstein.
Потому и так же долго.